So throughout the week we've been learning stories from the Bible, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And before we have a story, we're going to have our prayer for others, and Lauren's going to do that. We're having a good day today.
We're both doing badly today, yeah. It's obviously an off day, Sunday.
Dear God, we thank you for an amazing week at Holiday Club. Help us to remember the stories and all that we learned as we leave this place and go on to another week. We pray for all the families in our communities that have been represented this week. We pray for all those in our community that are unwell, worried or anxious. We pray that you would draw close to them, comfort them, and surround them with your loving arms. We pray for all in our world who are suffering and in pain. We pray for those who have no safe place to stay. We pray that you would provide them with the resources needed to support, care for and help all in need. We pray for an end to suffering and that all would know your peace and love in their lives. In your name, amen.
Okay, so throughout the week we've been learning different stories from the Bible, haven't we? And who have we had up that's been teaching us all these stories? Megan, do you know? Rebecca, who was the head tactician, wasn't she? Yeah. So we're going to invite the head tactician up, and she's going to give us another story today.
Does she not have somebody to help her?
No, not today.
Oh, not today? All right.
Hello, everyone. My name's Rebecca and I'm head tactician here at Cornish Rovers. This week I've been telling the children some amazing stories from the Bible. We've had some from the Old Testament and some from the New. I've had some apprentices with me helping me tell the stories, but one of them didn't quite understand. So I've had to spend quite a lot of time explaining things to her. So hopefully now she'll be able to tell you what we've learned this week. Alison, come on down.
Hey, Becca, thanks for all those stories you told me this week. They were absolutely brilliant. I had such a good time listening to them. But guess what? I think I might have forgotten some of them. I have taken notes and everything, Luke. I took them notes when you said to me. But can you maybe just remind me just a wee bit about what we learned?
Okay, well, on the Monday, remember we heard the story about Joseph and his brothers?
Joseph with a coat. Yeah. I was acting that's right. I was acting. Joseph had the big posh coat. I do remember that now, yeah.
Joseph had some dreams about tying a bundle of wheat, and it was big and straight. And his brothers were there, and their bundles were a wee bit wonky. And then suddenly all their bundles started to bow down to his. And he also dreamt something similar about the stars. And then he told his brothers.
Oh, I remember. Now do you remember, boys and girls? The brothers thought that he was just being a big show-off, and he thought he was better than all the rest of them, and they didn't like him very much, and they wanted to kill him. See, I was listening.
Yeah, that's right. Joseph still had a lot to learn before he did great things in the future.
Ah, that's right. He had more to do, didn't he? Because he did have some really special gifts, and his really special gifts were some really good things. But he didn't know how to be part of a team at that time. He thought it was all about him. And he didn't know that his brothers all had special talents as well, and that they could actually be part of a team as well. And then what did we remember that meant for us, boys and girls? Do you remember? That's right. It meant that we have all maybe got some special gifts, and they're all very different, but we need them all to be part of a team.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, thanks.
J- Do you remember what other stories we heard?
No.
What about Moses?
Oh! I remember Moses, but guess what?
She doesn't understand it.
I didn't really understand it. It was a really complicated story, that one, and I didn't understand that.
Well, Moses has been asked to do a big job by God, to lead God's people, but Moses thought he had to do it all by himself. His father-in-law Jethro was wise, though, and had given him some good advice. God had placed other people around him to help him. He could use his team and not have to do everything by himself.
That's right. And he listened to his father-in-law because he was really smart. That was the day that I forgot who I was, you remember? I didn't even know who I was that day. Never mind remember what you actually told me. I thought I was somebody and I wasn't. But then you told us that we've all got people around about us to help us, and that we never need to do everything our own, and that God places all these people out here around about us to help us in our lives and to help to tell us about Jesus as well, because we are all team builders.
See, you really do
listen. I'm getting it. I'm glad I took the notes. So have we got more that we needed to learn as well? Do you remember, boys and girls, there was that story like on Wednesday about Esther, and I looked out at your faces and I was really pleased because your faces were all like, what's she on about? Because I was a bit like, what's she on about? Because that really confused me.
Oh, you don't say. Esther had been given a really scary job to do. She had to speak to the king to stand up for God's people. But she steps up to the mark and does her bit to help save them. She was in the right place and she was really brave. Sometimes we might have to do scary things, but if God asks us to do them, then he'll be there with us.
I remember, and then after that, we didn't just talk about that as well. After that, we remembered about Jesus as well, and then we remembered that Jesus had to do something really scary. Do you remember? What did Jesus have to do? He did, he had to die on a cross, that's right. And that was so it could make us right with God again for all the things that we get wrong. And then he came alive again.
Alison,
do you remember that?
I think you're finally getting it.
I'm so glad I took all those notes. I think I might even pass. So then we kept hearing about Jesus. Do you remember that story that we heard earlier? I remember that we heard that story earlier in the week as well, that one that they read out so very well for us. Our readers were fabulous. Thank you for that. And we heard about Jesus calling his very special team, and they were his disciples, and he taught them lots and lots and lots of stuff. But there was some totally random, weird people that Jesus called to be part of his team, were they not?
There were indeed. There were fishermen, tax collectors and rebels. They all had a part in the plan of Jesus' game plan. But Jesus chose all different people with all different backgrounds, just like he continues to choose us. No matter how different we are, we can all be on his team, even those who like pineapple on pizza.
Even those who like pineapple on pizza. Do you know, I've thought about that quite a lot this week, and I've thought, do you know, everybody is very different, and it's good that we're all very different. And I've decided, you like this, boys and girls, I've decided that maybe I'll even share pizza with someone who has pineapple on it, because I know it's a big ask. I will probably pick the pineapple off because it's still wrong, but no, Jesus chooses all different people, and he's made us all different, and he's made us to all different tastes and to have all different things as well. And we just need to all be part of that one big team.
Our last story was about some people having a fight. Can you remember who they were?
Oh, yeah, we had the pink corner and we had the purple corner and they had their boxing gloves. But that wasn't what it was about, was it? It was, James. Help. There was a guy called... They were having an argument. What was that big guy? Ben against the P. Was it Paul?
It was Paul.
It was Paul. That's right. It was Paul.
John Mark as well. Paul felt let down by John Mark, but their other friend Barnabas was able to forgive John Mark. If we fall out with each other without forgiving, what does that do to our team? Paul and Barnabas had an argument and then they split up.
That's right. And I think what that does to our team, because we thought, if you split up, what does that do to your team? And then I was thinking about that. I actually thought about that when I was at home. And I thought, you know what, I was thinking about a football team, and I thought, see, like, if the man that kicks the ball, striker, are they called strikers? So see if the striker, like, had fell out with his team, and then he fell out with the goalkeeper and things like that as well, and then the goalkeeper came up, and the other striker was coming up, and the goalkeeper was like, see, me and you fell out, and he just walked away just like that, just when the other guy was trying to score the goal, and then they'd score the goal, and then they'd lose, and that wouldn't be a very good team, would it?
No.
So that's what I thought about this story, and I thought, well, see the thing with Paul and with Barnabas and with John Mark and the fallout they had, and I thought, well, see, that wouldn't be very good for building a team.
No.
That was right, wasn't it? But what we did learn was that even though Paul remained unhappy with John Mark, Jesus still offered forgiveness for all the things that we do wrong as well. So even in the midst of all those things that get wrong, what happened was that Paul and Barnabas and John Mark and Silas, I even remembered that other one, they still went travelling around telling all the other people that what had happened when they fall out. And they told other people about Jesus' forgiveness as well. So even in the midst of all that, there was something that they could learn about forgiving each other and still being part of God's team.
Well done, Nelson. I think you've got it now. We need to forgive those around us in the same way God forgives us when we say sorry. Then we can all be in one big team. It's great to be on God's team.
Well done, thank you.